The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. When 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, we are beginning a new year, and we are presented today in the Gospel this great joy of everyone because Jesus is born. We see the shepherds that go and find Mary and Joseph and the baby in the manger. That is, a place where animals feed, revealing this way his great poverty. And yet, the joy knows no bounds. And Mary herself is also amazed. And she keeps all these things, reflecting in them in her heart. What a great example our mother is. Meditating these truths that she keeps in her heart and are going to be for her, her guidance, the purpose of her life. My brothers and sisters, look how people have tried last night to celebrate New Year. And yet, I know that at the end, there is a great emptiness, because only God can fulfill us. And that will be eternity for us. The good news is that we who were bound in time, who were limited, and therefore, because of our fallen nature, our body tends already to corruption, and we know we're going to die. And yet, the Eternal One, God, has come to us to give us immortality, to allow us to share in His eternity. And I know many people are afraid of heaven because they think, what am I going to do with such a long time? But remember, there is no time in heaven. We will be in the presence of God as if in an eternal present, completely delighted. Can you think of a time and a moment in your life that you wish that time will stop? That you were so completely happy, or so you thought? Well, in heaven, there will be no time. We will be completely happy for real. So happy. Seeing the Lord. Communicating in perfect love. That we will need no other thing. And this is complete happiness. Let us turn to St. Thomas Aquinas as he describes for us eternal life. He says, eternal life consists in the complete satisfaction of desire. For there, the blessed will be given more than they wanted or hoped for. The reason is that in this life, no one can fulfill his longing, nor can any creature satisfy man's desire. Only God satisfies. He infinitely exceeds all other pleasures. That is why the Lord says, enter into the joy of the Lord. This is the joy of the Christians. We have found the Lord. We have found our happiness. In fact, we have begun to live eternal life that dwells within us. And that's why we are here now in the Eucharist. Jesus promised, whoever eats my body and drinks my blood will have everlasting life, eternal life. Jesus is eternal life. And as we enter into him, we begin to partake of it. Yes, still through a veil. That's why our happiness is still incomplete. But we already long and we desire and we know we will come to that encounter without veils when we will see him face to face. In the meantime, the church, in this first day of the year, entrusts us to Mary, the Mother of God. Jesus said, we have to be like little children to enter the kingdom of God. So let us be like little children and come to the arms of Mary and let her allow us to know this happiness of being like Jesus. She points to him. Many people have trouble with the name Mother of God that we celebrate today because they question, how can Mary be the Mother of God who is eternal? Well, of course, Mary is not the Mother of God since all eternity. But God himself desired to become human. And to do so, he chose Mary to be his mother. So she is indeed the Mother of God in time as Jesus took flesh in her womb. So how do we call the woman who gives birth to a child? We call her mother. Mother of who? Of the child she bore. Now, if we believe that Jesus is truly divine, that he's truly God, and that he was born of Mary, then it follows that Mary is the Mother of God. I know that it's an amazing mystery, but this is how much God has loved us. And this is why the Christian joy is so great, because indeed God has become one of us. And now we, in Christ, can become divinized, full of the joy of the happiness, because we will be also eternal. We will transcend death and live with him forever. That is why the more we think about heaven, the more we live now this new life in Christ, in the arms of Mary, loving, serving, sacrificing, not afraid of the cross. Because through all this, we come to maturity in our love and therefore in our joy. So let us begin the year in the arms of Mary. Let us rejoice at this great mystery. The smaller we become, the more we become like Jesus, the more joy we will have. And we have the hope of eternal glory, of living with him forever. May the Lord bless you and fill you with happiness at the beginning of this year, a happiness that does not depend on circumstances, but rather on grace, on Jesus Christ, whom we have received. God bless you. May all of you have a holy, joyous New Year.